Okay, so we're going to start with number 20. So the starting number 20, the Gemara discusses that a coin can be shochet in shlichus. Yeshua asks that if that's the case, how could it be that a goy can do, how can it be that a goy would be able to shechet to bring korban? We know that a goy can't bring korban. He can't do the shechita on a korban, and he can't appoint a Jew as a shliach. How could that be? So there's no ancient tzach. So the Chassam Sofer brings an answer that really Maisa Bailin. Right, every korban is an action. I need to do something, but I can appoint my shliach to do, and it shlichus replaces the ma'isa b'ilin. So the Chassam Sofer says that ma'isa b'ilin is only lechachila. I don't need ma'isa b'ilin, and therefore, as an extension, I wouldn't need shlichus. So he brings a raya from Bris Mila. Case of Bris Mila, really the father, ma'isa b'ilin is the father of the Bris Mila on itself. But you can appoint a shliach to do it. You can appoint a moel to do it. So what's the case if some guy comes up and grabs a kid without being appointed by the father and does the mila? So this works. So this seems to show, according to Chassam Sofer, that you don't need ma'isa b'ilin. Ma'isa b'ilin is only the chachila. But if you don't have it, it works. The same thing would be by Akum. He doesn't need a ma'isa b'ilin. The Jew could really do it unappointed because ma'isa b'ilin is only b'yevet. That's a raya of the Chassam Sofer and the way to answer the Bnei Yeshua's question. However,
someone can do shliach without being appointed,
right? Someone can do without being appointed to shliach. However, the issue with this raya is that really, the reason that this works in the case of mila, that some random guy can go and chop the kid and do a mila, is because really all of Klai Yisrael is mechuyev in the mila. Everyone is mechuyev to do. Do the mila if the father doesn't step up to the plate. So it's different. And I can say that really, when that random guy does it, he's doing my survival. That is my survival. You need my survival even be the other. See, and therefore, as an extension, you need my survival even be the other by korban. So it doesn't answer my question. Mila is totally different. Everyone is a bailin. Everyone has a mitzvah. You can't show me from here that my survival is only be the other. So it's a very big question. So far, how do you answer up that riot? How we can explain that riot? So Yeshua gives two answers to his question about how it can work for a guy, bring a korban. One answer is ish. The Gzeirat HaKalot Parshat Ish teaches me that really korban of a guy and korban of a Yisrael are very similar. However, the exception is you don't need ma'isa b'ilin by the korban of a guy. You don't need ma'isa b'ilin, and therefore the Jew can do it. Really, the two korbanos are very similar. The second answer, the ish teaches me that the korban of a goy and the korban of a Yisrael are two totally different things. They're not similar at all, right? So they're not the same halacha. So the goy can bring a korban, and the Jew could check it, even though he's not the shliach.
So ish teaches in the first answer, ish teaches that they're very similar. And therefore, it's like
and therefore, the mouth. They're very similar. Just we don't need ma'isa b'ilin. Or they're two totally different things. So we said one nafkamina.
Similar, except for the fact that you need ma'isa b'ilin.
Right. I think we said here that nafkamina would be: is there pigul, tame, and nosar on the carbon of a gut? If you say that, they're really similar, so there would be. We'd apply this halacha. But if we say that they're two totally different things, ish teaches me that a korban of a goy
is a cousin that teach opposite things.
It's the same there as a cousin. You could learn it two different ways.
To answer up the question.
Correct. That's the answer of the Bnei Yeshua for his own question. So, Gemara says...
Is there the custom that teaches that they're different? So how does that answer it?
That you don't need ma'isa b'ilin at all. The goy can bring a korban and the Jew can check it. Without being a shliach.
The goy doesn't have to appoint you as a shliach to check his korban.
What's the question?
The
question of the Yeshua is...
How can the goy bring a korban? Goy can't bring a korban, he can't do the shkita, but he can't appoint the Jew as a shliach because the Akum is not the Chalav shliach. You say, you don't need ma'isa b'ilin. either you don't need my spot because it's the exception, or you don't need my spot.
So I can bring in a juke and do
it. Even though he's out the Shalia. Okay. So, the Gemara said, Rav and Korcha said the Makor for Shlita Pekachim was Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach teaches me that one guy could be the Shliach, the Shachatu teaches me that he's the Shliach for everyone, for all Chayitra on the Korban Pesach. So ask Tosfos, how to understand. Why don't we just learn Shlita Pekachim from Korban Shel Aaron, Korban that was brought on Yom Kippur by Aaron HaKohen. So, there, it's a very special korban. Mimai Sabayim, Shlishus doesn't work. Only Aaron was allowed to bring that korban. Only the Kohen Gadol was allowed to bring that korban. So, seemingly, we should learn out that just as this is different from, right, this is totally different from all other korban. This korban, which you need Mimai Sabayim and there's no Shlishus, but all other korbanos, we should say, you don't need Mimai Sabayim and there is Shlishus. Because they're so different. That would be the limit. So why don't we learn out Shlichus Bekudshim from Parosha Ar? So there's three answers. Alright. So there's three answers. Number one, Tosa Rosh, that Tosos is assuming that you need my Sabayim by Shchitas Kudshim, but a Shliach works. Meaning, I need my Sabayim, but if I don't have my Sabayim, Shlichus fills the void. But maybe, if I learn from Parosha Aron, I'll say that you don't need my Sabayim by Asher Karbanos at all. Not that you need my Sabayim by Shlichus fills the gap. So it's really not the same. You can't learn that out at all.
Because we would have thought from Aron that what?
That you need, meaning our original assumption was that you're right, you need my Sabayim, but Shlichus fills the gap. Oh, but by Parosha Aron, you need my Sabayim, but you can't do Shlichus. There's no Shlichus to fill the gap, so Aaron has to do it. But Tosfos are saying, no, you're saying you're approaching the wrong way. Maybe this is teaching me that you need my Sabayim, but Shlichus can't fill the gap. So, by partial Aaron, you need my Sabayim, Shlichus can't fill the gap, so the Kohen Gadol has to do it. But by other Korbanos, you can't have Shlichus. That shows that no my Sabayim, but no Shlichus either. Right? You're not learning out parallel case. And therefore, that's not a riot for Shlichus. For Shkita, for Shlichus by Shar Korban. Yeah or no?
I thought it was a Parashal Aron, only teaches a Korban similar to Parashal Aron, which is Chatas.
Right. So Shar Korbanos are all different. Meaning, and Shar Korbanos are different.
Yeah.
That means that.
Why? They're giving them about Korcha. Because Chatas...
Different. Because it's so different. That's the lingua that from Tosa.
So it's also saying about Bal Korcha and the whole thing. You know, Chatas,
Oh, we're getting that. That's the next thing. That's a different answer.
No, it's all the...
Different answer. That's the next answer. The next answer is so it says we only compare Parsha Aron because by Chatas it says, oh, so. Yeah, here goes so. So even about that, you can even do Bal Korcha. So...
It's all one answer,
since,
I thought, no?
I think it's... Okay, maybe 20. So since you can do Bal Korcha, so you can make a Shlichus. But by Shar Korbanos, where you can't bring Bal Korcha, I'll say you can't... I don't know. I wouldn't know that you can appoint a Shlichus. After if I need the Pasuk, by Korban Pesach. That's the answer. That why do I need Korban Pesach? Why can't I learn out from Parsha Aron? Because Parsha Aron only teaches me Shlichus words in a case of Bal Korcha. But by Shar Korbanos, where I don't know, where I don't know about Korba, there I need to learn from Korba. Finally, Tosa Rosh says, no, I'd only know Shlichus by Korbanos when they're Shutfus, when they're Shutfus Bekapar, right? The Tosa Rosh says that Aaron the Kohen Miskafer, right? That everyone is Shutfin in the Kapara given by Parashal Aron. Everyone's shuffling in that the Lashon of Tosa Rosh. So, there, right, Echor Khan is Kapir. Everyone's shuffling together. That's a case where I learn Shlichus. But Shar Korbanos, we don't say people are shuffling in Shar Korbanos. Maybe by Korban Pesach. But Shark Carbonos, it looks like someone, you're shooting like a corner shlumming. So I wouldn't learn sleepiness. I wouldn't learn sleepiness. So the Marshall's a lot of questions. Marshall's a number of questions. Number one, he says, it says Yakrivo So, that's by Ola, not by Chafetz. Also, Mishan Erichin says we really it's Tosfos Yakrivo So is by Chafetz. Marshall says no, that's by Ola. That the pasuk's by Ola, not Chafetz. Number two, Tosfos wanted to say that you can force someone to bring a Chafetz by Korcha. Marshall says no, the Mishan Erichin says you only can force someone to bring an Ola, not a Kata. Can't only Ola is not Kata, not a Kata.
The first question is on Tosos. You said the Pasuk of Yakrivo So was by a Kata.
And Marsha says by Ola. And similarly, Mishnah Erichin says forcing someone to bring a Korban Bal Korcha is only by Ola, not by Kata. Tosos said by Kata. Yes. And furthermore, Miss Svara, according to Marsha, Miss Svara, why would Tosos assume that, oh, if you could bring Korban Bal Korcha, you can appoint a shliach? Marsha says, I don't understand. It should be the opposite. If you could bring Korban Bal Korcha, it shows that you're not in control. Some random guy coming with a gun, put it to your head, and say, bring this Korban. So why would I say, oh, that shows you can appoint a shliach? Why? That doesn't make sense. I would think that I think it makes more sense the other way. That if you're more in control, if you can't be forced to bring it, that would show you can make a shliach. If you can be forced to do something, it shows you're less in control. So how would that show that you can make a point of shliach? Miss Farah doesn't make sense. Tosos doesn't make sense either. That's a Marsha. Tosfos assumed that the fact you can bring a Korban Bal Korcha, oh, that shows you can make a shliach. I can make a shliach to bring that Korban. Meaning, if someone can force me to bring a Korban Chatos, I can make a shliach to bring my Korban Chatos. Marsha doesn't understand. If you're able to force me to do something, it shows I'm really not in so much in control. Right? If you can force me to bring a Korban, it shows that I'm not fully in control. So if I'm not fully in control of something, how can I make a point, how can I designate you to do it for me? I'm not even in control of it myself. How can I tell you to be in control of it? Doesn't make any sense. So Marsha says that really, the Girsa and Tosfos should be the other way around. Really, we can't force for a Chatos, and the fact that you can't force for a Chatos, you can't force for a Chatos, so because you can't force for Korban Chatos, therefore you can bring a shliach. You can make a shliach.
He answers the second two questions together.
Right. But by Shark Carbonos, where you can force, right, I would think you're really not in control and you can't make a shliach. Yeah. He says it changes the gears. Right? You cannot force for Korban Chatos.
Right.
So he said the fact that you can't bring Chatos Bal Korcha, shows you're more in control, and therefore you can appoint a shliach. But by Shark Carbonos, where you can force someone to bring them, so we say you can't make a shliach. You're out of control. However, the issue with that is that the Mishnah in Kriso says, right, we're talking about whether you can force someone to bring Korban Chatos, and the Meir says in the Mishnah that if two Edom say that Zach ate Chalev, and Zach says he didn't eat Chalev, we can force someone to bring Korban Chatos. What's going on? We have an opinion of Meir in the Mishnah Kriso says we can force someone to bring Korban Chatos. I thought the Marsha just said we can't force you to bring Korban Chatos. What's going on? So comes the Kardeir Amon says that really we don't need to force him because in the stomach he really wants it. That's what it means. It means we don't need to force him. Right.
So it doesn't change this.
Right. It's not a problem.
He says no need to change this.
Kardeir says it just means we don't need to force him. because he deep down he really wants that kapara.
That's what we say. Chatos is about bar korchos. Really, it's not bar korchos.
Right. When you say ain the mashkinin, right, it means we don't need to force.
How did Rebbe answer the fact that if this guy doesn't think he did it, and so then it's then he'll think it's cool and shenish kli bar zara? They brought it up, no? He said it in passing, I think. This guy really doesn't think he ate chaylev, so now he's going to bring a carbon. And the carbon, if he doesn't think it's real, it's an iser.
Right. He said, he said it could be that this case is different. We would force him in this case because it's different. Because he thinks he didn't do anything wrong. In the case where we know he did something wrong, then really we could say that we wouldn't.
But how do we say, what's as far as say, oh, he really wants the kapara? If he really doesn't believe that he did anything wrong, so why say he really wants the kapara if doing this thing that he thinks will give him, that we say will give him kapara, is actually an issue if he didn't do anything wrong?
Like, right, so I thought that was a reason that's why this is a different case. That's why being is different. That's why we would force him in this case.
We would force him because...
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I thought that was the reason. So we said the Shorsh Machlokes between, or one way to understand the Machlokes, we said two ways to understand the Machlokes. Number one is deep down, right? Can we force someone to bring Korban Chatos or not? Right? So can we force someone to bring Korban Chatos? Can we force someone to get a kapara? Right? According to the Marsha, we would say that you can, according to the Marsha, that you can't force him. I'd say you can't force him to get a kapara. Kapara has to be, you have to get there by yourself. On the counter aim, he says that you really can force somebody to bring a kapara chatos. I would say really, you can force someone to get a kapara. Finally, he said, Machlokes, Rashi, Mavakama, Tosu, and Trisos, what's the, how do we explain Hamechatas in a mashkin? What's the word? What does that mean? So, Rashi Bavakama seemed to say the way we explained it in Shir was that we can force you to get a kapara even if he's not sincere. Whereas Tosin Christo said we only force you, right, when you think you didn't do anything wrong, right? But once you know that you did something wrong, if you know you're chayev, we're not going to force you.
Rashi said, we can force him to get a kapara even when he's insincere.
Yeah.
And Tosa said, once
we only force you when you think you didn't do anything wrong. But if you know you're chayev,
so we can't make
you. We're not going to force you. Meaning we're only forcing you, according to Tosa, because we have to show you that, we have to show you, we have to make sure you're okay. You think you didn't do anything wrong. We have to make sure that you know that you did something wrong.
Once he knows he's chayev,
right, we're not forcing you. Right. Then you have to come in by yourself.
That's chayev and chayev, because it's
wrong. All right. So then, we moved on to Truma. We said an Akum can't make a Shliach to be Mafresh Truma. So then the Pasuk says, Atem Gamach. I don't understand why do we need a pasuk? It's a svara that Akum isn't the Torah's truma. Torah's hafrosh truma. He said, no, I would have thought Kavamina that Isa b'truma is an option. Therefore, he can make a shliach. What's going on in the Gemara? Right? The Gemara thought, oh, all of a sudden is Isa b'truma an option? And then we said, no, he's not. I don't understand. The Gemara didn't know the halakha. What's the shakatari of the Gemara? There's two ways to understand. We have Tosafot Rid. Tosafot Rid said that maybe the Akum can only be mafresh if it's gadol Yerushusa. If it grew in the Rishus of the Akum, it's a more kal type of Hevel, and therefore the Akum is able to be to do that hafrasha. It's a more kal hafrasha. It's not as homer if it was grown Rishus Yisrael. So
that would be the kashya.
So the Havmi of the Gemara is that if it was Gadol Rishus Yisrael, you're right, you can't take off Truma. But maybe if the Jew made him a Shliach, so then each of a distributed option. Meaning, since he can do it if it was grown in his own field, if it's good old Rishos Akum, he can do it, then maybe he can also do it for a Yisrael if it's good old Rishos Yisrael. So, maybe each of a distributed option. And Akum cannot be appointed a shliach. That's how Tosfos was written. Right?
Right.
So, again, the point of departure of Tosfos Rid was that there's a difference between a Yisrael and an Akum Yisrael. That there's a difference in levels of whether it's Gadol versus Akum or Gadol versus Yisrael. Right? Comes after it, right? He says Yerushalmi is really different. Yerushalmi doesn't distinguish. Right? What? Hold on. Further. You don't have to pay attention. The Atzidilzer points out that the Yerushalmi doesn't distinguish between whether it between Akum and Yisrael. Right? That they both are able to be master. And he also says, why does it say that Eved is Lav etaras is Lav, what's the exact question? And Eved is Lav and Atira Klav. Why that's called Klav and Agamah? So Spielsen says, so the Ritva says, based off this, based off the question of Yosef, the Ritva says that Klav means Bidyev. That means that Eved is not the Torah Shlichus, Bidyev, even Bidyev. Even Bidyev. However, in Akum, is easy b'tshuva nashe b'diyev, meaning he doesn't have a chiyuv hafrasha. However, there's a chalos that he can do of the for the truma. That's what it means. That's what it means. That's what Yerushalmi means when the Yerushalmi doesn't distinguish, right? Because the Akum, well, he doesn't have a chiyuv to do that frasha, he can do a chalos. He can affect the chalos.
He doesn't have to be could.
He doesn't
have to be
correct.
Could.
This is the ritual. Yeah.
And where it grows in his own field, again?
Yeah, no, but Yerushalmi said it didn't matter. Even if it grew Rishus Yisrael,
he could still, by accident, make it. He also backs and make a chal truma, or by
the
Eved.
Not for shit, according.
Okay.
What's the havamina going
to? So, corner of the ritva, the havamina is.
What does it mean? Even by the Eved, he's not a bar of frasha, but by the Eved, he's a bar of frasha.
No.
What does that mean?
Eved is not. Is by the Eved not a bar of frasha? The Asmusim asked, why does the Gemara say Eved la bar tera klal? He said because an Eved.
But an Akum.
Right. Exactly. So, corner of the ritva, havamina is that. Since his hafrasha can be chal, even for Yisrael, because the Yerushalmi said it didn't matter. So there's no chiyu, but there's a chalos. So since the chalos of Yisrael of an akum can be chal, even for Yisrael, even when he's being mafresh for Yisrael, so I would think that is the betruma menashe hamashulon atem yam atem.
Is the betruma menashe? Maybe he can do it himself.
Meaning he can affect the chalos. He could take he could not
for the show?
Yeah. For the Israel.
But he just said you can be mad for the show. Since you can be mad for the show, maybe you can be mad for the show?
Since he's not chayev, an Akum is not chayev b'haf Russia. So you'd think, to say, okay, so he's not a b'haf Russia, he can't be a point of shalach. But then you realize, but b'di'evet, if he were to be ma'afresh, it would work, b'di'evet. So we say, from that, now we have a havamina to say, maybe he will be a shliach for Af Russia.
Maybe
he will
be a shliach.
Yeah, tamalomar, atem gamatem. And it will not work.
Excellent. Okay. So, in the Gemara, Tanakhama or Shema Machlokas, if Shimon's Akum is with Damasar, Shimon says, not with Damas?
Yeah.
And in Shumas HaTruma, and I come and say Shumas HaTruma. So, what's the machlokas going on? So, Rashi understands machlokas is if the meruach of the of an akum, right, is the meruach akum poter or not? Right? Is it poter mitru? What? Is it trumas or truman? Let's keep it simple.
Rashi says,
what are they really arguing about? If the akum does the smoothing of the pile of the truma, is it poter mi truma? That's going.
Is it poter or is it putter?
Poter.
Like if I were to take from there, is it poter something else?
Rashi. However, Tosfos quotes Rashi as saying that machlokes is only by. Is Kinyan Akum in Eretz Yisrael Mafkia Mikdushas Eretz Yisrael? Would you be fired to Ksumer Meiser off? Would you be fired to Ksumer Meiser off the land and Akum is Kona in Eretz Yisrael? Right? You're not going to have a Kinyan to get rid of those of that Kedusha. So, and Tosa asks on Rashi based on this. Why does Rashi have to say that this is a machlokes amorayim in Gittin? Right, the Gemara in Gittin says this is a machlokes amorayim. This machlokes is an akum and a kit is. Do we say kinin ain kinin laakum lafkemik tushas eretzra or not? It's machlokes amorayim in Gittin. I understand. Why are we saying it's machlokes amorayim in Gittin to say with machlokes tanoim right here in Kedusha? Right? Why do we set that up as machlokes amorayim over there? According to Rashi, that's a machlokes. You say it's machlokes tanoim. Why the Gemara not say that? And why the Gemara not bring that in Gittin? So, question number two: the Ritva says, if you want to set this up as whether it's Tvuas Akum is if Rashi wants to learn that the machlokes is whether Meruah Akum is poter or not, so essentially you can boil that down to say is the Tvuah of an Akum Chayv and Truma, right? Do we say that? Hold on. The Ritva question: if Rashi, you're saying that machlokes is whether Meruach Akum is poter or not. So you're saying the machlokes is the tevuah of an Akum chayv and truma. But that's not really a machlokes, because you can always bring a case where the tevuah of an Akum is chayv. It's not a machlokes. There will always be cases where the tevuah of an Akum is chayv, right? If the Yisrael goes to Meruach, the Yisrael smooths out the pile, then even if it's a two of an akum, it's chayv. So it can't be the machlokes. You can't have a machlokes where, like, it's a machlokes 50% of the time. But 50% of the time they agree. It's not a machlokes. It's not a very strong machlokes, at least. So why would Rashi learn that way? That's a question of the Ritva. So Ritva and Tosel told to explain the machlokes and Rashi to be that really it's the machlokes is. Does the Akum have a kin? Can Akum be mafkia? Does the Akum have a koach of a hirsh? Can the Akum be mafresh? That's how they understand. So, Rav Simcha Midasu comes along, he quotes Rashi Mechorus, right? Says, right? Rashi has this question of the Ritva hangover, right? How can you say that the machlokes is about Meruah if that's not really machlokes because you'll just agree 50% of the time? So Rav Simcha Midasu quotes Rashi Mechorah. So Rashi Mechorah says that if Truma was, the Meruah was done, Rishus Akum, so there's a Chiyus Truma Samaisis. Rashi says the Karka belongs to a guy and the Yisrael was an Aris. The Karka belongs to a guy. The Yisrael was an Aris and did the Meruah. There's a huge Truma of Maestros because he's a part bias. So the Siddhar Midasu says that really Rashi goes by ownership. in determining whether there's a true isomycin or not. You don't go by who does the mycin. The Ritva whole assumption was we go by who does it. So the Ritva says, I can always find you a case where there's a chiyuv truas maizros because the goy can just make the Jewish shliach. But according to Rashi, that still won't make you chayv in truas maizros because the goy still owns it, so it's not chayv. So Rashi, it's not a problem for me. I can still learn the meiruach that the machlokes is whether meiruach akum poter or not. But the Ritva says that we go by who does the maisa. Once we go by who does the maisa, then the akum can make the Jew the shliach, and your machlokes of is tvus akum chayv and true or not is a very temporary machlokes. It's not such a strong machlokes. So very quickly, 25 is a very short. So the Gemara says that Rav Yonasan says we don't learn shliach from shlichus from Shachatu Oso from Korban Pesach, because I would have thought that a shliach only works by shutz, by if you learn from there, I'd only think shliach works by Korban Pesach because they're shutzim. So the question is, why would I think that shliach, shlichus, and shutzfus are so connected, right? If we're shutfin in our field, you have nothing to do with my half. So why would I think that it's much stronger to say that I can make you a shliach just because we're shutfin? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So two answers. Why would we think shutfus affects shlichus? So number one, the Ma'arik. We know that from Metzia we see. Migu zachi nach, migu zachi anafshe zachi nav lechavre. Once I can do something for you, I could the ani could pick up the shichapeya, like a shichapeya, so he could do it also for his friend. So once I'm doing something as a shliach for you, once I'm doing something I can do for myself, I can also do it for you. So since in this case. Right? Korban Pesach, we're all shutfin. Right? I'm appointed a shliach. Why? Why does that work? Because I'm also shechting for myself. I'm shechting for myself, therefore I have the power to be a shliach for you to shech for you. It's based on migu to zafi and ashe, zafi and ashe. I can do something for myself, I have the power to do it for myself. It makes me, gives me a stronger power when I can do it for you also. That's the Havamina. That's the Havamina of the Gemara, why I would think that Shlichus and Shutfus are so interconnected. Number two, based off Rashi and Gittin, is that we really understood Shutfus the wrong way. Right? Our whole understanding of Shutfus was that, oh, me and Zach own a field, I own 50, Zach owns 50. Oh, it's 50. And that I have 50, you have 50. So you have nothing to do with my side of the field. Right? So we said, I understand. Why Shlichus affect anything here? Why does Shlichus affect anything here? Rashi Gittin says, you really understand it the wrong way. Shlichus means that we own every molecule, we own 50. You own half of that, I own. Right? The whole field, we're Shlichus in the whole field, not half and half. It's not split, it's every little thing is split. Every little blade of grass is split. So I really own everything. If I own everything, I balance in everything that you have. So therefore, I would think it's much stronger to say, to suggest that I have balance in everything you have balance in. So of course I can make you a shliach. Of course it's much stronger to suggest that only shlichus would only work in such a situation. That's the Havamina.